Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron to jointly inaugurate India's first new consulate in Marseille in a short while. Prime Minister urges the world to invest in India and bet on India's Yuva Shakti, discusses India's digital transformation with Google CEO Sundar Pichai in Paris. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings on Sant Ravidas Jayanti today. Over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees take a holy dip at Sangam on Magh Purnima. In badminton, India enters quarterfinal in Asia Mixed Team Championships in Qingdao, China. And in men's cricket, final clash of three-match ODI series between India and England underway in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron will jointly inaugurate India's first new consulate in Marseille, France, and will participate in other key events in a short while. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with French President Emmanuel Macron, arrived in Marseille in southern France early this morning. Our correspondent reports the Indian community in Marseille gave the Prime Minister a warm and enthusiastic welcome upon his arrival. The Prime Minister said in a social media post, this visit will witness important programs to further connect India and France. He said the Indian consulate will deepen people-to-people linkages. And now we go live to Marseille, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived for key engagements with French President Emmanuel Macron. Our correspondent Raja Durai is on the ground with the latest updates. Raja Durai, what are the key engagements today?
After back-to-back high-level meetings in Paris, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Marseille with French President Emmanuel Macron. In the Indian community, as you said, gave him a very grand welcome on his arrival. Marseille, the city, is France's second largest city and a major port. It connects Europe with Africa and the Middle East. It is also playing a key role in the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. A big highlight of this visit today in Marseille is the inauguration of a new consulate in Marseille. Prime Minister announced this new consulate during the last visit to France in 2023. This new consulate will serve the Indian community in southern France and boost India's diplomatic presence. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will pay tribute to Indian soldiers at Massas War Cemetery in a short while, and they will be reaching in another 5 minutes, and they are paying the tributes. And the cemetery is the resting place of over 1,700 soldiers who fought in the World War. A memorial was first set up here in 1925 to honor their sacrifice. The Prime Minister's visit shows India's deep respect and remembrance for its soldiers who made ultimate sacrifice. Marseille also play a very crucial role in this India-Middle East Economic Corridor project. The port city will serve as one of the end of this new trade corridor with Mumbai on the other side. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to visit this port of Marseille, right. The largest in France and the key hub for global trade.
Right, Raja Durai, thanks for those details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is making remarkable strides in AI, leveraging it for the public good. Mr. Modi urged the world to come and invest in India and bet on India's Yuva Shakti. The Prime Minister made these remarks after meeting with Google CEO Sundar Pichai at the AI Action Summit in Paris. Mr. Pichai described the meeting as delightful. In a social media post, the Google CEO said they discussed the incredible opportunities AI will bring to India and ways we can work closely together on India's digital transformation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has applauded Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra's efforts to promote fitness. In a social media post, he emphasized the need to combat obesity and maintain a healthy lifestyle. In response to an article by Neeraj Chopra on the importance of Fit India, Mr. Modi called it an insightful and motivating piece by Neeraj Chopra, which reiterates the need to fight obesity and remain healthy. The first meeting of the Delhi BJP Election Management Committee is underway in New Delhi. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva and the party's Delhi election in charge Bejayant Panda and Alka Gurjar are chairing the meeting. BJP leaders including MPs Ramveer Singh Bithuri, Masuri Swaraj, Praveen Khandelwal, Harsh Malhotra and Vishnu Mittal are also present in the meeting. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said India's share in global energy consumption is expected to nearly double by 2050, reinforcing its strategic influence in energy trade. He said the country stands at the heart of global energy markets, and with 17% of the world's population, India is the third largest oil consumer and fourth largest LNG importer. He said the task of shaping a new energy order will be crucial in determining the fate of the 21st century. The minister today participated in a series of meetings during the India Energy Week, which is currently underway in New Delhi. During meetings, the stakeholders discussed the requirement of significant investments in infrastructure, including energy storage and smart grids, to ensure resilience and accessibility. More from our correspondent, Bhanu Pratap. Bhanu, what is the latest update that you have?
Yes, Valsa, the India Energy Week is providing a unique platform for the participants to foster business networking and knowledge sharing. Several delegates from different countries are engaging in business-to-business interactions and exploring the Indian prowess in the energy sector. Besides, Valsa, exhibitions have been set up here in Yashobhumi, which are showcasing cutting-edge technologies related to the energy sector. More than 700 exhibitors, including 10 country pavilions, including the ones of United States, United Kingdom, Russia, Norway, France and Japan have also been set up here. A lot of thematic zones like the Make in India zone, ecosystem zone, gas distribution zones have also been established. And every zone is showcasing the idea of energy conservation, green energy and biofuels. Valsa, I had a chance to visit a few pavilions and the experience was impeccable. A lot of interactive exhibits have been put up to engage the visitors. Things like motorcycle and bicycle riding, including car driving with augmented reality have also been installed. The arrangements have been immaculate as well. There's a regular shuttle bus service for the delegates from various locations. Also, there's a pocket map and an app named the India Energy Week for smooth and effortless navigation through the gates of the event. So overall, the event has been very promising. Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Bhanu, for those details. Actor Deepika Padukone today urged students to focus on their strengths and work on their weaknesses without the fear of failure. She was speaking during the second part of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. During interaction with students, Ms. Padukone said, students must face challenges with clarity and conviction and should not panic if there is any mistake. Quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interaction with students, the actress said, it is important that students should express and never suppress their feelings. Ms. Padukone, who is also a mental health advocate, said that mental health issues should not be treated as a stigma and that people facing such issues must always express their feelings.
Depression, anxiety, stress, kabhi bhi kisi ko bhi ho sakta hai. Jaise Shri Narendra Modi ji ne unke kitab Exam Warriors mein bhi likha hai, express, never suppress. It really takes off a lot of weight off your shoulders. And when you're preparing for exams in particular, you start feeling better. You feel like, acha, ab main exam pe main focus kar sakti hu. Kyunki mera jo issue hai, uske baare mein maine baat kiya hai. And you're able to just focus and live a healthier, better life.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. And now we have news from Mahakumbh. Over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip in the Sangam till 12 p.m. on the occasion of Magh Purnima Snan in Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. The Snan holds great relevance as it is considered auspicious to bathe in the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati during Magh Purnima. It also marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpvas, with the grand festival hosting more than 10 lakh Kalpvasis this year. So far, around 47 crore 55 lakh devotees have taken the holy bath till date. We now go over live to our correspondent Adarsh, who is at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. Adarsh, tell us, how are the rituals on Magh Purnima Snan progressing, and what arrangements have been made for the devotees?
Valsa, things have been going smoothly today without any major hiccups. The Magh Purnima is very auspicious and people have been taking holy baths and performing rituals since early morning. And more enthusiastic devotees are still coming in, Valsa. As for the Kalpavasis, after their baths, they are donating food and money, following which they will leave for their homes. The state government also showered flowers in the early morning on the devotees.
Right, and how are different authorities enforcing security protocols?
Also, the security arrangements are well in place with coordination from state police, army, NDRF and other authorities. They are asking people to keep moving on to prevent any stagnation and congestion. Further on, some roads have been designated as one way to prevent any other crowd congestion or people moving back and forth in one route.
Right.
As for other arrangements, the ICCC is overseeing the fairgrounds and the entire city through over 2,750 cameras. There is also drone anti-drone system in place. And apart from the state authorities, the local people are also helping, are also providing a helping hand and helping others. The vigilance among people is also present through announcements and radio programs.
Right, Adarsh. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us those details. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest religious gathering, commenced on the 13th of January. It has hosted devotees from around the world. Ravidas Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Sant Ravidas, is being celebrated across the country today. Sant Ravidas was a 14th century saint and founder of the Bhakti movement in North India. It is celebrated on Magh Purnima. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister greeted people on the occasion. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, Guru Ravidas Ji was a great saint who gave the message of unity and brotherhood to all through his writings. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, in his message, said, the great saint, poet and social reformer Guru Ravidas Ji had envisioned a casteless society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Saint Guru Ravidas dedicated his life to eradicating discrimination from society.
रविदास जी उस भक्ति आंदोलन के महान संत थे जितने कमजोर और विभाजित हो चुके भारत को नई ऊर्जा दी। रविदास जी ने समाज को आजादी का महत्व भी बताया था और सामाजिक विभाजन को भी पाटने का काम रविदास जी ने समता और समरसता की शिक्षा भी दी। मैं देश और दुनिया भर के सभी श्रद्धालुओं को संत रविदास जी की जन्म जयंती और माघी पूर्णिमा के हार्दिक बधाई देता हूं। जय गुरु रविदास।
On to sports. In the Asia Mixed Team Badminton Championships 2025, India began their campaign with a commanding 5-0 win over Macau in Qingdao, China today. The mixed doubles pair of Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Aditya Variat set the tone with a 21-10-21-9 win against Eok Chong Leong and Wang Qingying in the opening match, followed by Lakshya Sen with 21-16-21-12 victory against Pang Pong Pui of China in men's singles event. With this win, India secured a quarterfinal spot. They will face Korea next to decide the group winner. In men's cricket match between India and England is underway at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. This is the final clash of the three-match ODI series. Sent into bat first, India were 39 for 1 in 8 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron to jointly inaugurate India's first new consulate in Marseille in a short while. Prime Minister urges the world to invest in India and bet on India's Yuva Shakti, discusses India's digital transformation with Google CEO Sundar Pichai in Paris. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings on Sant Ravidas Jayanti today. Over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees take holy dip at Sangam on Magh Purnima. In badminton, India enters quarterfinal in Asia Mixed Team Championships in Qingdao, China. And in men's cricket, final clash of three-match ODI series between India and England underway in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the midday news.